On Sunday, November the 5th, the Washington Chorus and National Philharmonic, conducted by Dr. Eugene Rogers, present Universal Longings, Anhelos Universales, featuring works by James Lee III and Venezuelan composer Antonio Esteves. With me to talk about the concert is conductor Dr. Eugene Rogers. James Lee III's yes. Breaths of Universal Longings is a new work and the East Coast premiere taking place on November the 5th. And then Antonio Esteves's Cantata Criolla is from 1954. So you almost have 70 years in between these two pieces. And I'm so curious to know how this pairing evolved.
First of all, I love preparing contemporary works that have universal connections and universal themes, as well as championing composers of color. Antonio Esteves being really Venezuelan's leading 20th century composer. And then James Lee III, who's really this emerging local Maryland African-American composer, who really both, even though subject matter is slightly different, they both deal with longing for the idea of singing being the center of both of those, the power of the voice, and the various dynamics that come with that.
Tell me a little bit about James Lee III's Breaths of Universal Longings and the forces sure. employed.
This piece calls for full orchestra, a battery of percussion, typical orchestration with strings and harps, and then a youth chorus as well as an SATB choir. So it'll be a very colorful orchestration with those voices as well.
Is there something that really stands out in the piece to you?
He's got a rhythmic motive in that whole work. Da, 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 da. Then the last thing that he does is he writes a lot of polychords, and that means two chords together that create this burst of sunlight, burst of joy, burst of beauty.
And then the Cantata Criolla, it tells the Faust story.
When Antonio Esteves began to work on this work, he actually had some time in New York. So yes, it has roots in Venezuela, but it also has roots in America, because clearly he was longing for home. And what's brilliant about it is his connection of writing a traditional Western classical style layered with different rhythms. And then you have his joropo at the end. And joropo is a folk style of singing. Diablo, the devil, and Florentino, the singer, compete against one another using this Venezuelan style of singing, of rhyming, if you will. And the orchestra, it plays that joropo while the Diablo and Florentino battle. But what also is brilliant is his incorporation of chant and how the Dies Irae chant you hear every time you hear Diablo. And you also have the Ave Maria Stella, which is this beautiful Marian chant that you will also hear sung at the end, that sort of lets us know that Florentino in the end wins this battle. This work is a full orchestra with a lot of percussion and a lot of voices, 150 voices.
On Sunday, November the 5th, the Washington Chorus and National Philharmonic will team up under the direction of Dr. Eugene Rogers, presenting Universal Longings at the Music Center at Strathmore. More at nationalphilharmonic.org or thewashingtonchorus.org. Dr. Eugene Rogers, thank you so much for your time, and this sounds wonderful.
Thank you very much.